And welcome to Marketing Corner, episode 60.
Boom.
We still have to come up with some sound effects. Raph, really Raph, God damn it.
Yeah, we're really bad at this part.
So, Mark, what's your name?
Casper.
Casper, oh my God. Casper?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, you're the other name on the logo.
Spark Force. Yeah, Spark Force.
Yes,
that one.
Hi, Casper.
Hi.
I'm Jen, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So what are we talking about today, Jen?
Okay, because we're in a silly mood.
Yeah, we're in a bit of a silly mood.
I did have a gin and tonic about 2 hours ago.
Shouldn't say that, Jen.
I don't lie to my listeners.
No.
And we thought it would be kind of fun to cover maybe a little bit more of a fun one, but I'm playing with the title Marketing Dog Shit.
Yeah.
What are things that we marketers should be talking about and being honest about that we're not?
Yes, and what are the like some things that we marketeers hype up, and it's actually not that cool.
Yeah,
good,
but it makes us sound cool.
Cooler. and there's a lot, so we can't cover all of it. So this is just me and Jen kind of going off, but it's kind of hopefully it's gonna be fun. So tell us how it is.
Yeah,
I'll go first.
Yes.
So the first one on my list is. Affiliate marketing.
We need a dog shit buzzer.
Babe, Raph, please put a dog shit buzzer in here. Anyways, if you didn't get that, meh. So, affiliate marketing is one of those things where I just fundamentally don't believe it. Like, don't. It's just like,
pure dog shit, busy.
That was great. That was great, Jen. We added that.
That's
But fundamentally, I just don't believe in affiliate marketing. Like, I know it. Understand it plays a role in e-commerce, like in B2C
referrals.
It's a role, but fundamentally, I don't like. It shouldn't exist. Like, I'm just being like, why don't you fucking just go create that landing page that talks about your protein powder? Like, why don't you just make that new site instead of letting some other dude make that site that he links to you? Why don't you do that?
Oh.
Like, why is the world made like this? I don't get it.
Are you using this thing that now my boss is coming to me asking me, why are we not doing this?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't mean actually that's what's happening on Amundo, but I think so many marketers out there, your manager or someone hears a new thing.
Yeah.
And wants you to do it.
And if you look at it, like, and I'm no affiliate expert, so here's my rambling here going, but if you look at it, what are the things that work for affiliate?
Mm.
Gambling, protein powder, fitness courses, like all the dog shit. All the dog
Where's
shit.
Where's the dog shit button?
Yeah, exactly. And you have companies that are built upon this and know, like, there's this big company in Denmark, starts with a B and ends with a C, something. That's like, without shaming them, but like, they're built upon affiliate marketing, like, and worth billions. And I'm like, what do you guys do? Well, we do affiliate marketing, like, on a big scale. I'm like, okay, cool. So dog shit. I said it. I'm here to represent it. That was a great one.
No, that's not right. I'm sorry. It was called poop noise.
Yeah, it's called poop noise. It's close. That's not a
poop
noise.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so that's my first one. Affiliate marketing, like, we hype it up to be something super fancy, special. It's just, you know, it is what it is. It works in e-commerce, okay, like, but I don't like that it works. But, and in B2B, like, I'm yet to see a good case for it, really.
And following on from that, I will also say for B2B influencers.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry to break it to you, but
yeah,
getting Kanye West to talk about your product probably isn't going to happen. And ask Matebike how that worked out.
I have a Matebike, by
you
way.
Did? It's did fun. You buy it because Kanye told you to?
No, I helped him, so I got it for free.
What?
Yeah. Another story for another day.
Okay, I kind of want a Matebike.
It's kind of cool.
But I think that, yeah, I had a meeting with actually someone from our investors. What even is time? Last week? Maybe it was last week.
Yeah, last week.
But he wanted my take on, like, B2B influencer. And I was like...
I think it's becoming a thing, but at the end of the day, I agree with you. It's like, right now, it feels super dog shit.
I don't get it, because it's B2C,
I totally get it. Like, influencer's the thing.
Yeah. But why would you do an influencer rather than social proof or community-led growth?
Yeah, and it feels like I don't know, like, maybe I'm missing something, maybe I'm missing the mark, but, like, I've seen a bunch of these, like, really big B2B people, like Dave Gerhardt and stuff like that. Cool guy, love the guy, does a lot of really cool stuff. He's a hero, super cool. But then he does this like B2B influencer thing, definitely get paid. I think he gets paid by Sapier or something. Mm. I'm like, it just smells funky, man. Mm. It's just like...
The authenticity is off. The
authenticity just is off. It's hurting, for me, it's hurting his brand a bit.
Yeah.
And like for influencers B2C, when they're like, hey, here's my new like sweatpants. Okay, cool. Like your brand is already dog shit, so I don't really care. Can't really like, but the other guy's cool. I like him. Don't do it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I think that's a bit dog shit. Influencer authenticity, influencer marketing for B2B.
Yes, agreed.
Yep,
agreed. I have another one which is highly controversial.
Hit me.
Hyper targeting. Yeah. So hyper targeting is when you target like one person.
A person, yeah.
Two people. Dog shit. Just target 10, man. Just target 500. Like, you'll be fine. Like, you don't have to target that one person. Like, it's not, I want to target Obama. Yeah, it's cool, but what about targeting the other presidents, too? like in marketing, hyper targeting, like, it sounds super fancy, but it's like most of the time it's dog shit.
And it's not scalable.
Super not scalable. It's like, I want to assign this one person. Yeah, but what about assigning his buddy too?
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
Fair.
Like, so I've had a lot of people talk about hyper-targeting. Like, I believe in ABM, a big proponent of ABM, but hyper-targeting, when it's like just one person, most of the time it's dog shit. ABM, where it's like, hey, I'm focusing on this one company, because that's just not one person. There's more to it.
And there's a lot of stakeholders and stuff like that. Yeah.
That one, I'm all on board. Mm. But one person just like hyper-targeting for some silly reason, whatever. I've done some cases where it can work, but it's like most of the time dog shit.
Yeah, dog shit sound.
Dog shit sound. Like, this is the episode of dog shits.
My turn?
Yeah, go.
Hot take?
Yes.
No one gives a shit about your brand colors.
Boom.
You heard it here, folks. Yeah, absolutely. No one's going to look at your purple logo and go, oh, that is the color of energy. I don't buy this. No one gives a shit about your brand colors.
I have the good one after this, because like I totally fucking agree. It's like I had someone the other day. So SparkForce, we have this like purple color, this like purple gradient.
I'm sorry, I didn't choose purple because of you. It's because it's on the wall. Just so people know, I wasn't throwing shit. Purple. I like purple.
Yeah. Oh. So SparkForce is purple. And we have this like gradient purple color we use on our website. And it was someone the other day and said, oh, you have a gradient website, yeah? That's when you are a startup. That's when you know you're a startup. Once you become bigger, you remove the gradient. It's like, is that a thing? Really? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, then started looking, I was like, that's a thing? That's totally a thing.
Is it bold? Is it you trying to be more bold?
Yeah, I think you would try to be more bold and you find it cool. And then when you become
doing it, there's like these bright yellow ones and then there's pink ones.
But then like once you become bigger, you own the color. You become like, hey, this is my color. We're purple. Fuck it. We don't need to wait.
I called our curtains today Joe and the Juice Pink. And I was like, Joe and the Juice have a color.
Exactly.
Like, I know what you mean.
So once you get bigger, it's like, okay, now you own a color. And I was thinking about it like, Templify never had a gradient. Some like we had something in the beginning, but now it was never. After that, it was like just pure orange, pure blue, stuff like that. I had a gradient for United FinTech, and I think they're gonna transition away from it. So,
okay, that's true. Interesting. I didn't think about that, but I don't want to throw shade on my designer who worked very hard to come up with internal brand colors for categorization.
Yeah, sorry.
But I think internally, if it's like everything yellow is this and everything blue is that, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But I think when your CEO or CFO or whoever is like, I think we need to have more blue because blue is the color of technology, that's dog shit. 100% dog shit.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Falling on this note, one of the ones I've noted down here a little bit is that mission and vision. I won't call 100% dog shit. So if you have a scale of 0 to 100% dog shit, this is not 100% dog shit. But I'll go as far to make it 85.
Okay.
85% dog shit. Okay. Like, not to put you on the spot. Like, let's not do Unamundo to put you on the spot. Do you remember Dixa's vision and mission? Do you remember Plan Days? Do you remember Fivas? Exactly. I don't remember United Fintechs. I don't remember United Fintechs. I actually might remember. But Templify's, I don't remember it.
Okay, we had an issue with the Dixa one. Okay. Because we changed it. We went through a whole rebrand. Yeah. And we went... It was... Oh, God. It was like... faster, more efficient, more effective.
Yeah.
Those are like the three core things.
Yeah.
And apparently in Danish, you don't have a difference between efficient and effective.
Yeah.
And that, so that concept made sense to a, like a native English speaker, because efficiency is doing things more cost efficient, whereas effective is having an impact.
Yeah.
But the Danes really struggle to get that, because apparently there isn't, it's not that clear for them. So it was just an interesting kind of case study of like, when you choose your mission, just make sure that it makes sense to people. Because we spent so much time trying to explain to people the difference between effective and efficient.
Yeah.
That it, obviously that doesn't work. If you have to, it's like a joke. If you have to explain it, it's not funny. If you have to explain to people, then you're not actually having an impact.
Exactly. I think one of my best examples that, I learned down here was the vision and, mission from Starbucks. So they recently, not recently, I can't remember, but they changed this, fortunately. Because it used to be some pure dog shit stuff like changing the world one cup at a time. Fuck me. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? So now it's like, okay, our vision is to establish Starbucks as the premier purveyor of finest coffee in the world. Fine, I get it. That makes sense. That at least has something like, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Cool, I buy into that. But the other one is like, yeah, changing the world. Fuck off, you're not changing the world, Starbucks. Like, you're just
Starbucks is not changing the world.
Let's be real, you're a coffee shop.
I will throw the Anamondo card. I'm playing with this new vision of changing the world through tech, because...
ChatGPT to make that better.
You don't like it? Because I'm trying to think, like, what gets us out of bed in the morning?
Not changing the world.
Yes, changing the world.
It sounds great, but nobody, like, nobody wakes up and thinks they're changing the world every day. Like, if, let me meet that person. I want to meet that person. Is that you? No, fuck off. No, I don't buy it. If you're listening, don't. This is dog shit.
He just refused my handshake, folks. Yeah. He just refused. He spat in my face. He pulled my hair and he threw a chair. No. I think, I see where you're coming from. And yeah, it is very lofty. And I think this is also, maybe there's like an American thing and a Danish thing.
Yeah. Because
you guys are also a little bit more grounded.
Yes.
Whereas we're like, famously, I can be an astronaut. I can do whatever I want.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think you do need a reason to get people out of bed in the morning.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. But that's more like, for me, that's more like, and now we're going off like, what's the fucking difference? But purpose, right?
Yeah, okay.
But for me, it's more like I don't have a feeling that my employees in Sparkforce, please correct me if I'm wrong, team, I don't feel like they're going to work because our mission statement is to be the, like, whatever, whatever. Like,
yeah,
they go to work because they find it fun, interesting, and they get paid.
Fair.
Right? Like that's your
purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun. It's
to get you paid, to get you better, to get you smarter. That's kind of why we're here, right?
Yeah.
But no, it's true. I have another dog shit thing here.
Yep.
So this most might be just for B2Bs, but. When you're really small B2B, and you don't, especially if you don't know what you're doing, newsletters. Dog shit. If you're super small B2B,
yeah,
like, fuck me, that's dog shit.
Let me ask you this. How many newsletters do you read?
I don't know. Like, I've subscribed to a few, I guess. But to sit down and actually read, I skim a few, I guess. So 2-3 maybe max. And don't read them.
Yeah. I've signed up for a few because you get like a 15% discount.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah, discounts, but, great. Not dog shit.
Discounts, not dog shit. But the idea of someone sitting there, like one of it was a spa.
Yeah.
I went to the spa, and if I signed up for the newsletter, I got like 15-minute extra massage on my massage or something like that. So yeah. I was like, sure. I'm not reading a fucking newsletter about a spa. I got two kids. Like, what? Sorry, I can't come to the table. I'm reading about this new spa treatment. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have another one too.
I got one. My turn.
Okay, go.
Make it go viral.
Oh fuck yeah! But that's more like
that's stable. Everyone. Like,
that's fucking.
But anything that has gone viral because there has been a lot of money behind making it go viral and a lot of intention. And when your manager comes to you and says, "Make this go viral,"
yeah,
that's bullshit because they did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Their budget is also $1 million a month.
Yeah. Super bullshit.
Super bullshit. Your turn.
So the next one was, I'm actually blanking right now. It was not making it go viral. I forgot. Like, it was related to, that's embarrassing. Do you have one?
I can try to come up with another one. Let's talk, I'm trying to think of things that some terrible people have asked me to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Abbott. This is, again, on our scale from zero to hero. Sorry, the guys are blank here. Zero to 100% dog shit. Mm-hmm. This is like 80, 90% dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer personas.
Hot take.
Super hot take. So don't get me wrong. You need to identify who you're selling to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I do in SparkForce when we get a client stuff like. So now I'm not against that. That's a 10%. The other 90% is like, oh, so we're selling to this guy because he has two dogs.
Yeah.
And, like he has two dogs and he reads the Forbes every Saturday.
Oh my God,
buys a son every Sunday. Like works Nike shoes. I'm like, dude, you're selling a software product. Who gives a flying fuck? Just described like the king, or you just described like fucking rock star. It doesn't really matter. Like,
yeah. That, I think for me, that was one of the first things in my marketing career. I was like, you do what now?
Yeah.
We had buying personas, and of course, the CEO was always a man, and the end user was always a woman, and it was always like, she's thinking about her next vacation. She doesn't want to worry about it. And I'm like, one, these are gendered as fuck, and I'm not here for that. And two, that's not how people think. And
that's
yes, literally,
not how people
one
think.
Of the personas, I can't remember what he was called, but it was like, reads Forbes, has a dog, like it goes for runs
so...
in the morning, and you're selling fucking software.
And the worst part, like the worst part for me is that it's just like, it always happens to the smallest of fucking companies. The smallest scale-ups, the 10, 15-man companies, they get an agency, a consultant, and he's like, pay me $150,000 or $300,000, I'll give you buyer personas. And then after that, you're stuck with, okay, what the fuck do I do now? Do I tell Forbes I need to talk about
Forbes?
Nike shoes?
That's how you get into Forbes.
God, I hate it. Yeah, and it's such a waste of money. People waste so much money.
And time.
Yeah, understand your buyer. Totally on board with that.
Don't get
me wrong. And ICP, super important. Don't get me wrong. But fuck me if you need to spend 3 months in strategy mindset of creating buyer personas. Fuck that shit.
When you're thinking about their exercise routine and you're thinking about what newspapers they read,
you know you're off.
You're way off.
You're way off. Yep. You're spending your time so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my pet peeves. I definitely try to remove as fast as possible. Typically, what's the next one?
I think one that I've wanted to say to so many people so many times, not including my current employer, I will say, is if your product is fucked. Redoing your website is not going to make a difference. Yeah.
Marketing will never fix a bad product.
Yes. Amen. And so when it's the website. I worked at a company where every 6 months they wanted to redo the website. And they thought that's what was going to drive leads. And it was like, no, the product is fucked. We need to fix this.
It's. And so I've consulted a company before I started SparkForce where I helped them a bit. And I was just a strategic advisor. Like, so literally, I couldn't do much.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the outside trying to help them a little bit. And I remember thinking the whole time, like, guys, we're trying to fix a shitty product with marketing.
Yeah.
Your product is shit.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking wants this. That's why you can't sell it.
Yeah.
It's not because you have a bad website, because you actually have a fucking killer website. You have a really good website. You have some really good marketing. You guys are doing great, like, for what you have to work with. But your product, dog shit.
Dog shit.
Was it like, what?
Was it threads?
No, it's not threads. Hashtag previous episode.
Yeah.
Previously. But I think that's a great point. Like,
and I'm not putting shade on... You do have to optimize your website. You have to make sure the flows work and the information is there, but... When you're thinking, again, it comes kind of back to, we need to change the colors. We need to change this animation. That is not going to be your silver bullet. It's a bullet. It's, what is it? It's a band-aid on a bullet hole.
Yeah.
It's,
and it ties in perfectly to my next one on the list here.
Yep.
Is that, and here's the hot take too, dog shit split testing when you don't have enough data. I talked to a split testing expert the other day. I spoke at a conversion rate event the other not too long ago. So I'm pretty good at split testing. I split test a lot. Don't get me wrong. And I split test at a minimum. But if you're split testing a website, he was representing, I can't say the name, but one of the top 5 e-commerce shops in Denmark. Pretty big. Huge.
Okay.
Like millions of visits daily. Like a lot. And he was like, we can barely split test properly, statistically. Like we barely have enough data to say something statistically valid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're a 10-man startup with 50 visitors a month, why the fuck are you split testing what color the button should be? Like, that's my point. dog shit. And we're hyping it up like, you should always be testing. Like, yeah. Maybe you shouldn't be testing because, like, that's a waste of time. Like, you have 50 people visiting your site.
Yeah.
Just focus on getting traffic or getting, like, some people to visit your site. Then we can talk about what the fucking color should be of the button.
I might push your hot take a little.
Do it. Push me.
I'm going to push you a little bit only because the reason, because this came up today where I was like, we have to test. And people are like, we can't test everything. And I get it. We can't test everything. But if you're not coming with some form of data, then it's your opinion versus someone else's. And so the only way right now that I can see in my head is...
But I think my point is more like, we shouldn't hide behind it. We split tested it. Like,
got it.
Like, you tested in 100 people. Like, you...
That part I don't tell people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, again, coming back
and
to...
And I was right.
Like, us marketeers hype it up. Yeah, we split tested it. You tested 100 people, guys. Come on. Like,
okay, yeah. That
like we're hyping it up. Like, yeah, we tested it. No, you haven't tested it against, like, thousands, millions of people. No. You tested, for a week. And
we did an internal survey.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, this is not split testing.
I agree. Not to hang our hat on it and go, look, we tested every, like, no, we, but there are times where we're like, no, we tested this.
Yeah, guys, and everyone looked at it.
It's been tested.
Yeah, we did. We're awesome.
But that's also sometimes you have to do that to just keep going. It's up like, oh no, oh, do you want that to be orange? Oh, well, here's the thing. We tested orange and it didn't perform well.
That's true.
Goddamn. I had another one too, but I kind of lost it in the melee.
I think one of the ones we had written down before was also this whole debate about banner ads and programmatic.
Oh, yeah, and display and all of that. God. Yeah.
Like, it's, again, one of the... I'm not gonna go on a limb and call it 100% dog shit, because I actually don't believe it's 100% dog shit, but I'm like... I actually put it a bit lower. It's like 70% dog shit, which is pretty a lot.
It's still a lot. I don't want 70% dog shit on my shoe.
For me, programmatic and display is only... It works in two areas. And I'm being very sharp right now. It works in retargeting. I believe it. It's great. I like it in retargeting.
Because
here it's about top of mind, staying top of mind at all times. And the second part is in when you have a transactional product or you're a big brand. So that's three. Transactional products, like, hey, we have a offer, like, on Extrablad offered 50% discount next week on cucumbers in your local store. Okay, cool. That might actually work. That works. You can see statistically, I think that works. But programmatic, and then if you're a huge brand, like huge brand Coca-Cola, hey, launch of a new Coke, and it's everywhere.
Yeah,
I get that. That's also working. But if you're, like, again, coming back to, like, a 50-man scale-up, and you're like, yeah, let's just put all our, spend all our budget on banner ads. Fuck me, dog shit.
And you know what? I hung my hat on that only when I got the pressure of, like, is this working? I'm like, we've had 2 million views, but it's dog shit. And sometimes you just have to, but I learned, and I think that also plays a little bit into, like, LinkedIn Audience Network, for example, and stuff where
Speaking of dog shit. We don't even have to go into that. That's one of those ones where it's like, 100% dog shit. There's absolutely nothing rectifying.
Casper, what's that on your shoe? It's a LinkedIn Network audience.
It's under my shoe with the dog shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's,
don't do it.
Sorry, LinkedIn.
Yeah, and the same, like, I've tried Outbrain and Taboola. Those kind of platforms, like native advertising. Again, 70, I think I'll go as far, 80% dog shit.
Mm.
Like, there's corner cases, but come on. It's like, just like affiliate marketing, it's so much out there. It's like 80% dog shit.
And if you are a 50-person company with a 2-person marketing team, you probably shouldn't be spending your time on that.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%. Ooh, I think we've had some pretty hot takes. We're at 25 minutes now.
We're getting to the...
We're going to wrap it up a little bit. So we'd love to hear what your dog shits are. What are your dog shits? Hit us up, share with us, because we could always use more.
I think so. It's always funny to do these kind of things because there's a lot of stuff going around that shouldn't be going around. And maybe, like, it's always just our take, right?
Yeah.
Like,
there could be someone out there who's like...
I am already imagining my inbox filling up with people saying, affiliate marketing's great!
You don't know anything!
Programmatic's the best thing ever!
I got told, did you not graduate grade school? Yeah, that was a sick burn, guys.
What up, burn?
I assure you I have.
Hit me. Here's my vision. Fuck, Casper sucks.
I'm changing the world, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
On that note, we're
going to end this episode. I hope you guys like this, and we're tuning out because there's a lot of dog shit on there. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And take care. Bye.
Bye. shit.
That was funny. That was funny. Was it good? Shit.
I don't know.
It
went off the rails, but
it went super off the rails, but it was like we got it. I think dog shit in marketing.